Cash cattle prices around the Midwest remain pretty steady week over week, especially going through these holiday shortened weeks. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Cash cattle prices have remained pretty well steady here the last week or so, but we continue to watch the beef cutout values. Mike Miner is with Professional Ag Marketing, Laverne, Minnesota.
We've been having some concerns just about demand, seeing that cutout hasn't gone up through the holiday time frame when it normally would have. Seemed like holiday buying, it didn't give us quite the spark there on choice like we would have loved the scene. So the market's been very sideways, been in a very consolidating trend. We've got some major moving averages kind of approaching that we've been hovering on top of now. We're going to see if we can keep those as some support and keep a nice climb higher here for this cattle market in the time being. But supply is still super tight, no doubt about it. Really, at this point, we just got to continue to see the demand and make sure the consumer is still willing to pay that much for steak at this day and age.
And as we turn our attention towards the hog market here the last couple of weeks, Mike says it's kind of concerning as he reviews those markets.
Well, it's getting concerning. We've seen a pretty good pullback here from the upper 90s into the 93 area, so cutout is being questioned for sure at this point. Seeing some in pork now, you know, choice it seemed like was a little weak before that on the cattle side. So continue to watch the demand piece of both of these protein markets. You know, you had a bearish H&P report come out, and I thought the hog market held up really well after it and closed pretty decent the day after, so I thought that was a little bit encouraging, but these cutout being printed like this are quite concerning on the hog side. So I was getting excited about the hog market here prior to that, but it's starting to raise some questions.
We'll see how these markets react as we get ready to wrap up 2025. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.